other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 28th day of August, Thursday, 2008. I am Jason Burmes, your guest host for the rest of today, and I've been filling in for Alex while he's at the DNC. Big news from the DNC, actually. Alex was able to get an interview with Tom Morello last night, and he was hanging out with Sean Penn and Josh Brolin, and we're going to have more on that in the second hour when Alex calls us up here. And he's also on his way down to a quote-unquote free speech zone. That's what America's come down to, free speech zones. Whenever you have a difference of opinion, you get penned up like an animal, and we'll let you protest there. But Cindy Sheehan should be there. Hopefully we'll get a couple words with her. I really wanted to play you the Jerome Corsi interview that I saw go out live on Justin TV, but for some reason is not archived. And I want to remind all the listeners out there, if you are by a computer and you do want to see live coverage of the DNC or some of the archived reports we've done over the past week, you can go to Infowars.com right now and press play. Just really revolutionary radio all week with Alex making national headlines by bullhorning MSNBC, by confronting Michelle Malkin. We're also going to have that Inside Edition clip for you. It's only about 90 seconds. It was pretty fair. I was expecting a lot more of a hit piece. They did not try to claim that Alex said kill Michelle Malkin. Michelle Malkin even admitted that Alex did not say kill Michelle Malkin on that pajamas radio broadcast. Like a, you know, it's one of those little podcasts they put out for their ultra right wing nonsense that's total and complete lies. I went over there and I downloaded it. I listened to a little bit of it last night. And folks, I'm not kidding you. On their website, they show a picture of Barack Obama, who we all know I'm no fan of, speaking out against the quote unquote surge. Remember the surge was going to end the war? Give me a break. The surge. Unreal. So it was along the lines that Barack Obama said that the surge had failed. And on their site, these people are so disgusting. It actually fades in and says, the surge worked. And it shows a picture of three soldiers that were willing to go on camera and have no idea what they're talking about, saying the surge worked and they're working for freedom. Guys, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect soldiers here, but these do not look like intelligent men. It looks like, you know, 3 out of 1,000 soldiers, you know, that they would pick to actually say that they want to be there. Those soldiers want out, man. All the soldiers I talk to, you know, in the Army, the National Guards, the Marines, they want out. They say, why are we here? Every time I see them in a bar or on the street or in a mall. You know, I had one guy ask me if my Infowars.com bracelet that I proudly rock all the time meant I was a veteran. And I explained to him that, no, I'm not a veteran, and, you know, I'm actually trying to work for us to get out of the war, but, you know, I respect our soldiers' service, in that I realize without a military, our power is gone, and we obviously need a strong defense system. But the problem is that our military really no longer works for the United States, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights. It works for the corporate interests in this country, in this world. And this is about globalism. That's why later on we're going to get into Putin accuses U.S. of orchestrating the Georgian attack. And, of course, they are, but they'll say, oh, Putin has no evidence of this, really, even though he brings up the fact that Georgian forces and other invaded South Ossetia or Ossetia and murdered some of their peacekeepers. Oh, they didn't. They weren't the aggressors. They just came in and murdered some peacekeepers, started killing civilians, you know. Russia's the bad guy here. Please. I am no fan of Putin, but give me a break. And, of course, the Dallas Morning News, close enough to Texas, well, in Texas, I mean Austin, about 3 hours away from here, is now saying that Alex Jones, of course, said kill Michelle Malkin. Now, I expected this in some of the international press and by some of the right-wing blogs out there. But how dare the Dallas Morning News libel Alex Jones? I hope Alex goes after him. We're going to be reading the article on the other side. Remember, folks, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv, and order your copy now. Ships out September 1st, Infowars.com.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are locked and loaded for the Info War today. Info Warrior Jason Burmis reporting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be calling in the second hour. We're going to be taking your calls later on. I really want to reiterate that that Jones-Corsi interview was top-notch. Although Corsi, again, retracted on 9/11 Truth and said he looked at the Stephen Jones stuff and he doesn't agree with it, he was spot-on about Obama. He talked about how he was going to have a 70-page rebuttal, or referendum, I guess it was called, to the rebuttal by the Obama camp. He is about to spend the fourth week at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Let me repeat that for you. He's about to spend the fourth week as number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And instead of attacking the content of his book, although Keith Olbermann did that slightly, with some minute points, by the way, nothing major, in my opinion, that he got wrong. They're trying to attack him on his character. They're trying to attack him on his association with 9/11 Truth. They really don't like that he's putting their golden boy in a subpar, if not negative light. So, you know, hopefully that Corsi interview will be posted sometime today. Maybe we'll even get to play it for you on the show. We're also hoping to post some of that Morello stuff as well. That'd be exciting if we were actually able to play that. I'm a big fan of Tom Morello, lead guitarist for Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave, and really a an instrumental revolutionary. If he's not even a revolutionary otherwise, he's a smart guy, Harvard educated, a little bit too socialist, a little bit too left leaning for my opinion. But I'm a big fan of The Night Watchman, which is his acoustic album. I mean, this guy's got projects all over the place, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners understand his gravitas, if you will. I mean, he's close to Michael Moore. Michael Moore's done a couple of their music videos. He just did the music video for one of the soundtracks to Sicko. In other words, Tom Morello's on that soundtrack, too. So he's got a pretty broad influence. Not that Sean Penn and Josh Brolin don't, but I tend to gravitate more towards music than actors, because I can listen to music again and again and again. How many times can you really watch a movie, no matter how good it is? And I guess that's just my humble opinion. All right, so let's read this article out of Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo that quotes the Dallas Morning News. And we're going to give out the number, hopefully, to the editor, because we want you to call the Dallas Morning News editor. If anyone's got that number, call in, please, and let us know what it is. We don't want subscriptions. We don't even want the writer's number. We want the editor because, again, they libeled Alex Jones in this article. It's no longer simply the neocon bloggers spreading lies about Alex Jones. Now the Dallas Morning News has engaged in slander. Mark Davis, described as a radio guy and a contributing columnist to the newspaper's opinion blog, writes, conservative writer and blogger Michelle Malkin was apparently attacked by violent idiots yesterday. Okay, no one attacked her. No one was violent, and she's not conservative, okay? She's anything but conservative. She's into big government and big wars. That is not conservative. When are people going to get that through their head, okay? The definition of this supposed Republican conservative movement is supposed to be less government intrusion, less federal programs, not nation building. And we all know that it's the complete opposite, but monsters like Michelle Malkin will tell you, no, we're doing this for the freedom, and I'm really behind the conservative movement. And, you know, jackasses like Mark Davis buy into it and then write ridiculous hit pieces. Egged on by one of the most repugnant human beings attending this convention, and the competition for the title is crowded. And the competition for the title is good. Okay, so Alex Jones is the most repugnant human being in Denver right now, apparently, to Mark Davis. Mark, why don't you say that to his face? Call him a repugnant human being. He happens to be one of my heroes and one of my very, very good friends as well. And I'm glad he's out there, and he's far from repugnant. Okay, no one else seems to have the vocals. No one else seems to have the drive, the desire to continue to confront evil in all of its forms, whether it's in its media form, its mainline media form. See, another thing that I really hate about Michelle Malkin is that she's trying to say that she's new media. No, you guest host the O'Reilly Show, you're on Fox Radio, and your little bloggers are nothing but a parade of applauders that I wouldn't be surprised. Well, their main funding, if you look at all these advertisements, is by Homeland Security and other alphabet agencies. Okay? They are state-sponsored, government-sponsored, whatever you want to call them, just in their advertising alone. But I wouldn't be surprised if they were getting a bit of a kickback in their checks. I also want to point out that on their little radio show, they had to admit that the people who were calling for Michelle Malkin's death, and this is Michelle Malkin and the pajamas media guys and these other losers, saying, all right, yeah, Alex wasn't calling for their death, and those guys were kind of provocateuring it, and they were calling Alex a capitalist pig, so they were there just to cause trouble, and we already knew that. All right, let's get back to this libel article from the Dallas Morning News. I refer to the pretentious Alex Jones, who hosts what passes for a radio talk show on a few stations unwise enough to carry it. A few stations, huh? Number one talk show host on Shoutcast every time. No one even comes close. Yo, go check out our Shoutcast numbers, okay? We compete with top 40 radio over there. We're in the top 20 all day long with a four-hour radio broadcast that repeats itself about six times a day. It depends if we go into overdrive, but usually around six times a day, and we're still in the top 20 all the time. I think Alex was number 27 overall this month. You know how huge that is? We're talking about him competing with Casey Kasem and mainline rock, mainline hip-hop, mainline R&B, and he's number one in the talk radio market. Okay? He's got AM and FM affiliates all over. The Austin station alone must reach at least 1 million people. So unwise enough to carry it. Man, I really would like to meet this guy. His blend of 9/11 conspiracy bunk and other baseless scaremongering make him a complete idiot, a designation which gives him plenty of innocent company. Again, we're the idiots for bringing up 9/11 truth. We're the idiots for challenging the establishment. We're the scaremongers for saying, hey, by the way, the SPP, Securities and Partners, or Securities and Prosperity Partnership, is a real deal. It's a real document. And then when we go and interview Vicente Fox, and he confirms it and says it's not going along as quickly as he'd like, I'm still the fearmonger. I'm still the bad guy for saying, hey, guess what? Trans-Texas Corridor, that is the North American Union. It's not just one road. Just like they attack Corsi for his book, The Late Great USA. All right. Now, here's where it gets libel. After all that disgusting, repugnant stuff that he did say about Alex, this is where it truly just gets into total and complete lying. Not that it wasn't before that. But in shouting, kill Michelle Malkin at a protest yesterday, he reveals himself not to just be a dismissible loon, but a despicable soul whom I would identify as a blight on my industry if I actually considered him to be part of it. First of all, it's not your industry, Mark. Okay, the media belongs to the people. It's a government for and by the people, a nation for and by the people, a constitution and bill of rights for and by the people. So your industry, please, you're a little full of yourself, don't you think? Your industry. And to even say that Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin is totally and completely incorrect. And to call him a despicable soul. You know, he's trying to save your soul, which I'm sure is as black as the night itself, unfortunately, because you have no idea what's going on, and you're defending Michelle Malkin, for God's sakes. All right, let's continue. In short, according to the Dallas Morning News, Alex Jones called for Michelle Malkin to be murdered. InfoWars, Prison Planet, and no shortage of blogs and websites have spent the last 2 days revealing this for what it is, a complete lie, in fact, a neocon dirty trick. It really is quite amazing that the Dallas Morning News would be so careless. I have committed libel. No, it has committed libel, and there is plenty of irrefutable evidence that Alex Jones did not call for Malkin's murder. In the opinion of this writer, the Dallas Morning News does not need to apologize, not only needs to apologize, but to print a retraction. It needs to fire Mark Davis for violating journalistic ethics. But then I forgot. The corporate media has no ethics. Well said, Mr. Nemo. Well said indeed. I mean, they don't. They have no scruples. I mean, you watch Chris Matthews up there talking about Michelle Obama yesterday. Well, Alex and others are chanting in the background that 9/11 was an inside job. Signs are everywhere. You know, it's all right there. And, of course, he just ignores it and tries to talk over them. But you couldn't watch that program without wanting to go to InfoWars.com and see what he says. I want to let listeners know that over at InfoWars.com right now, the numbers have been posted to the Dallas Morning News editors. Let me try to find that. Okay, it's right on the top. Kurt Nemo does such a bang-up job of doing this stuff in real time. All right, get your pens ready, folks. You can call. Let's see. The main telephone number is 214-977-8200. That's 214-977-8200. If you'd rather send a fax, the fax number is 214-977-8201. That's 214-977-8201. If you want to go after the editorial staff itself, James M. Maroney III, he is the chief executive officer and publisher, is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. If you want to get a hold of Robert W. Mong Jr., he is another editor, it is 214-977-6828. That is 214-977-6828. If you'd like to get a hold of the vice president and managing editor, it is 214-977-8341. That's 214-977-8341. And if you want to get the vice president on the line, it's 214-977-8253. 214-977-8253. Hopefully all you people out there are going to take action. You're going to call them up and let them know that it is not okay. I repeat, not okay to lie about Alex Jones and say that he's calling for the murder of other people. That's not what we do here. We call for everybody to be informed. So go to InfoWars.com right now and check it out.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And just to be fair, we're going to play the Malkin confrontation. We're going to play about 5-6 minutes of it before the end of this segment, and we're going to let you decide. Did Alex Jones say kill Michelle Malkin? Well, all the evidence points to no, because he did not. And for the Dallas Morning News to put this garbage out, we need you to call them. We need you to tell them, listen, we not only want an apology and a retraction, but we want you to fire Mark Davis. He should no longer be a contributor to this paper, because that's just pure trash. All right, let's play the Malkin clip.
Michelle Malkin's right here. Michelle Malkin, come on, come on.
Hey, Michelle Malkin. You still promoting FEMA camps for the American people? Your book, The Case for Internment Camps. I'm Alex Jones. I interviewed you one time.
Well, you have a great job.
Yes, I have.
Also, I'm working here, so turn your...
Well, you're acting all elitist and powerful.
Yeah, I'm real elitist. I'm working. There's a protest going.
Well, it's a free country. I'm standing right here. I know you want to put me in a camp for it.
Yeah, right.
You were too shrill for Fox News, huh?
But Michelle,
who are you?
Michelle, why are you disrespecting the 9/11 victims' family members?
She's one of the little neocon fake liberals that will take this country over.
There are unanswered questions into 9/11.
It's real funny.
Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members group.
Destroy it, help sell it out to the New World Order.
Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members.
Yeah, the majority of victims' families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
Why do you keep disrespecting them on Fox?
Hey, you know what? The majority of people know, and you guys have totally shot your wad, and you're discredited. And the New Yorker magazine just reported Dick Cheney's plan to attack our own ships. You don't want to talk about that, do you, Michelle Malkin?
There's standing in the celebrities standing up for 9/11 too.
Don't you touch me again. Hey, you make a mistake. Richard, huge fan. I saw you in Chicago. Richard, in here. Get on her. Hey, there she is. She wants to put Americans in death camps. She wants to arrest Americans.
Love, peace,
justice. Huh? No. No, but let me just tell you something. That makeup makes you look a lot better on TV. Looks like that evil starting to get to your soul. You're disgusting, wicked New World Order trash.
You are.
Let me tell you something. You said that dog the Marine threw out the clip was fake. It's admitted to be real. You said that was fake, and then you never backed off on it. Keep your hands off me, punk. You've already touched me once.
You touched him. I saw
you. No, you liar. Let me tell you something. They murdered that little dog. It's like they murdered those Iraqi children. And you lied and said I was a liar.
Alex Jones is a couple of stooges.
Okay, Rob.
Michelle Malkin is a true patriot. Where is that monster? There she is. Get over here, Richard.
All right, let's cut it right now. Well, there you have it. Alex Jones clearly never calls for her death, clearly is not violent, clearly tries to engage her in conversation first, but again, she's not interested in talking about the facts. She's not interested in talking about how Cheney wanted to dress up U.S. Navy SEALs like Iranians, have them in a PT boat, get into a live shootout so we go into Iran. Remember that PT boat incident probably about 5-6 months ago now? Guys speaking American, radioing over, trying to provocateur some kind of a conflict where our ships were going to fire on them. Yeah, see, they've been trying to do this for a while, and they're going to continue to try to do this. I want to remind everybody, Fabled Enemies dropping August 31st. We're going to have an exclusive trailer playing for the first time in just a moment. And you can get the DVD on September 1st, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood. She'll just sit there. As the night grows dim, she'll say, who gonna take away his license to kill?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be playing the Inside Edition coverage for you guys. Probably in the second hour, Alex is going to be calling in. But we're going to be playing a couple of the trailers and some of the new trailers in a little bit of Fabled Enemies. Hopefully we can pull up trailer 2 right now. Israeli operatives. And I did a morning show today, and I was asked, well, what's different about this film than, say, a lot of the other 9/11 films out there? And I said, well, number one, we're not really looking at the physical anomalies here. We don't bring up the Pentagon. We're not talking about Shanksville. We're not talking about controlled demolition. I'm like, number two, we really blow wide open the international intelligence organization that carried out the attacks, from the Israelis to the Pakistanis to the Saudis to the people within our own government. And we also blow it wide open that the shadow government does indeed exist, was in effect on 9/11, was put into place through drills, and was in place long after 9/11. So let's bring up the Israeli operative chapter or trailer and play that.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who is going to van, and that exploded.
MDocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an MDocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
Well, there you go. Fabled Enemies drops August 31st. And I can't wait. I know a lot of you people out there can't wait. And I'm just totally excited to get it out there. I'm so happy that Alex Jones gave me this opportunity to put this film out there, to share it with the world. And again, we hope that you get copies of it. We hope you make copies. We hope that you hold screenings in your house, in your local church, at your local community center, put it on public access. Because a lot of people are still not aware that 9/11 was indeed an inside job with the help of other intelligence services. Because this is bigger than America. This is about globalism, folks. I know a lot of you don't want to hear that. I know a lot of you want to get stuck in this false left-right paradigm where Barack Obama is for change, and he's change we can vote for, and everything's going to turn around in the next 4 years because we're not going to have a Republican in office. But you see, that's just not reality. They need that false system of hope for people. They need people to say, okay, this guy's really going to help me out. He's not going to help you out. He's bad, bad news. And when I say he's bad, bad news, you better believe he's bad, bad news. You know, I had Colonel Paul Craig Roberts on yesterday, and he literally said we were on the brink of a nuclear Armageddon. Now, I wasn't really prepared for this, or him as a guest, to say something like this. I've had him on before. He has a lot of good information. He is clearly stuck in this left-right paradigm, having worked in the Reagan administration with a lot of the quote-unquote crazies, if you will. Ray McGovern also coined the term that Rumsfeld, Cheney, that whole crew were known as the quote-unquote crazies back in his day. And I'd have to agree, they are completely and totally insane, out of their minds, if you will. And for some reason, he said that we could be on the brink of a nuclear war with Russia, and this would not be all of a sudden there's attacks and we regroup in this country and there's conscription and we're in a world war. He said, no, they're going to nuke us and it's not going to be one of these toy nukes they used in Japan. I'm like, oh my God, those are supposedly toy nukes now? He's like, oh yeah, they let one off. He's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they went and hit Washington and that killed everybody from Boston to Atlanta. Can you imagine that? You're wiping out one third of the United States population right there, 100 million people. Devastating. I can't even think about it. It gives me chills just thinking about it. I sure hope he's wrong. But at the same time, you know, I listened to another interview he did later in the day, and he said, you know, Brzezinski was not a madman and that he would rather see Brzezinski in charge, and just totally and completely off base that it drives me up a wall to even think that, well, anybody could fall for this stuff anymore. That people think there's a difference. Well, there's not a difference, okay? There is just not a difference at all. I mean, there's a little bit difference of ideology. Of course, the people at the top are simply doing their best, if you will, to gain more power. You know, they're not really friends with each other. They stab each other in the back constantly. But their goal is the same. Their goal is globalism. Their goal is to have a one-world government. Their goal is basically to take away our freedom, to build a North American Union, to build the European Union up even farther, to build the Pan-American Union up even farther, and eventually have a United Nations-type body rule over all of us, where we're chipped and controlled, and we pay a carbon tax on our homes, and how much gas we use, and how many cars we have, and how many children we have, and it'll be all very eco-friendly. They'll fear-monger with their global warming, and a lot of people are going to buy into it. It's very sad. I do not want to pay a global tax based on the energy I used. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I think it's appalling. I think it's disgusting. But Al Gore is going to talk tonight at the DNC, and don't think he won't fearmonger with his global warming fiasco movie there. Ugh. Even though thousands of scientists have come out saying it's a total and complete hoax, they don't want to be associated with it. I mean, they were pumping global cooling 30, 40 years ago, and then they decided to lie to my generation while I sat in class and I looked up at the television set and they were playing, you know, Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg and Vinnie Delpino from Doogie Howser telling me how by 2020 we were all going to be in radiation suits and, you know, the air wouldn't be fit to breathe and we needed to do something about it. And I'm just like, oh, my God, the oceans are going to rise and people are going to die and we're just polluting the planet. What's wrong with us? We're so bad. And now they've offered us the solution without actually offering it to us. They've just started to put artificial clouds in the skies, contrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them. We had the leader in that, I wouldn't say leader, but I'd say the foremost expert in that on yesterday. And if you missed the show, you can get the podcast over at Infowars.com for free. And she's very careful on what she calls it because there are so many public programs for weather modification, just all over the place. And I think she's very, very smart in her approach. But anyway, getting back to how they're offering us this solution, they're not really offering it to us. They're putting fake clouds in the sky, and then they're putting out press releases through NASA saying that it's to combat global warming. So that when more people get hip to it and start asking questions about it, they'll immediately be told, well, we're supposed to keep it pretty quiet, but it's for your safety. We're combating global warming. We're trying to save the planet. No, in fact, they're poisoning us, and they're trying to reduce our population. I know that's very hard for some of you to believe and accept, but cancer has shot through the roof in the last 20 years. Autism has shot through the roof in the last 20 years. People are dying from other sicknesses because their immune system just can't handle it. And it's coming here. It's coming here. It's not just in third world nations. Can you imagine a population reduction of 100 million in this country? From nuclear war or otherwise? I can't. We would be a shell of our former selves. It's very, very frightening to me that people are even talking about this, that people think that this could be on the table, that people believe that we could be going into this, man. It frustrates me to no end. And it makes me very, very wary of not only what I report, but how I live and who I, you know, associate with and who I can relate to. I mean, obviously, I don't want this to happen to me or my family. I don't want it to happen to you. I don't want it to happen to my friends. I don't want it to happen. I want sensible heads to prevail. But when you have Putin going on CNN, and this is the headline, Putin accuses U.S. of orchestrating Georgian war. Accuses U.S.? They're the ones that attacked, and they admit it right in the very beginning. And then they say there's no evidence to back it up, but let's read it. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has accused the United States of orchestrating the conflict in Georgia to benefit one of its presidential election candidates. In an exclusive interview with CNN's Matthew Chance in the Black Sea city of Sochi Thursday, Putin said that U.S. had encouraged Georgia to attack the autonomous region of South Ossetia. Yes, they did. They brought in U.S. special forces. They brought in Israeli special forces. They were running drills. Absolutely encouraged them to go attack them. Putin told CNN his defense officials told him that it was done to benefit a presidential candidate. Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama are competing to secede George W. Bush, although he presented no evidence to back it up. When told that many diplomats in the United States and Europe blame Russia for provoking the conflict and for invading Georgia, Putin said Russia had no choice but to invade Georgia after dozens of its peacekeepers in South Ossetia were killed. He told Chance was an avert human calamity. Yeah, it was an avert to a human calamity. They stopped the ethnic cleansing there. Maybe we'll pull up that 12-year-old girl clip where she clearly says that South Ossetia was attacked by Georgian troops. Russian troops helped her get out and back to this country. How dare she say that on Fox News? She immediately got cut off and they said they had to go to a break. Shepard Smith just didn't know what to do. Then you got Saakashvili running around talking about how he's pro-New World Order and how this is about the future of the New World Order and the European and Europe in general. I mean, he's just a dude that wants to get into NATO. That's part of this globalist scheme. That wants more power. More power. They always want more power. Because we're a slave class. You know, they want to rule over us. They want to treat us like dirt. They want to treat us like filth. They want to treat us like we're low-level morons. And Saakashvili is a great speaker. He talks about Orwellianism. He talks about doublespeak. He talks about Russia being the great aggressor and how it's peaceful and democratic in Georgia. No, you're our puppet state. We put you together. That's not fooling anybody. But it's not fooling my audience. It's fooling a lot of other people. I watched Pat Buchanan yesterday talking about what an exciting election and race this has been. And I'm thinking to myself, Buchanan, no, it hasn't. It hasn't been exciting. You know, he's talking about the back and forth between Hillary and Obama. I'm like, I don't care, man. Why don't you talk about that article you wrote where you clearly state that Georgia was the aggressor, that Russia just went in there to stop the ethnic cleansing. Why don't you talk about that, Pat? That's what I want to hear on the mainstream news. I mean, you're on it enough. You're on MSNBC enough to say something. But I'm sure he's under contract and he's not allowed to discuss it. It's a sad, sad world when even those who are kind of in the main line, when they put out something that's truthful and honest, they feel pressure not to speak about it on television. It's ludicrous. The media is there supposedly to protect us from corporations, from government. But now they're owned by the corporations and the government, which are really one and the same because they're owned by the same special interests. And that military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about so many years ago has finally come to fruition on a new level. On a level where they can buy up the media, where they can broadcast whatever they want on the main networks, where they can create sub-networks to broadcast whatever they want, where they can do so overtly that they can literally have a channel called the Military Channel. It's not enough that they're pumping propaganda through the History Channel or the Learning Channel or the Discovery Channel. Now they're going to have their own network. Well, they've had their own network for some time. I watch the Military Channel. You watch things like future weapons, and you can't believe it. You start telling your friends about these future weapons, and unless they actually saw the show, they can't believe it either. Like, I actually had somebody emailing me the other day asking me where the proof was for microwave weapons. And I'm like, are you serious? Just type it into CNN, man. They literally put the soldiers out in an open field. They mount the thing on a van or a truck or a piece of military equipment. They flip it on, all of a sudden everybody feels like they're on fire, and they literally start running. They just run away. I'm sure it's extremely uncomfortable to get hit with those kind of radio waves. Probably more than extremely uncomfortable. But they do exist. They use them on protesters. They use them to squelch dissent. They're at the DNC right now. And they exist. It's like saying, you know, the sky is blue and the sun comes up in the morning. That microwave weapons exist, but there will still be people who email me after the show and say, Jason, microwave weapons don't exist. Come on, stop it. Sound weapons don't exist. They never use them against the American populace anyway. Why are you causing all this alarm? Well, this is why I'm causing the alarm. We have a Second Amendment for a reason. Our Second Amendment is there so that we can defend ourselves if we're attacked. Now, these weapons have gotten to a place where, say SWAT wants to come into my house. They're rounding people up for whatever reason. And they don't just have guns. They don't just have tanks. They are able to disarm me very easily by pointing a sound weapon at my home and hitting me with it. And I'm just going to go running for the hills, probably out the back door, running away from the sound wave as quickly as possible. I'm not going to be able to hold a gun. I'm not going to be able to pull the trigger. I'm not going to be able to set up or defend myself. But these are the weapons that our quote-unquote government has. And they'll be privately contracted out to people like Blackwater and other terrible, terrible mercenary agencies that are out there, again, on behalf of the corporate interests, on behalf of people like Cheney and Halliburton, and on behalf of, you know, people like Blair in the background, and on behalf of all these people moving out to Dubai for their little luxury vacations, these multi-billionaires that just don't really care about you or me, that love to rip off the American people, that love to consolidate their power, that love to foreclose on the housing market, take the money from the banks, those people. Those really, really nice, loving people that parade around as our saviors and act like they're doing us a favor every time they're on the television, saying how much they're going to give to us and how much better a thing's going to be when we put them in office. But that's not how it works. Things ain't going to change for the better when Barack Obama's in office. In fact, they're probably going to change for the worse. And a lot of people won't realize it because they'll be so mesmerized by his voice. We're going to come back with an exclusive trailer from Fabled Enemies. I'm Jason Verma, sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Little Jim Morrison for the kids. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in And Alex will be back for you next week. We're going to be playing the best of this week in the DNC on Friday, which is tomorrow. And I'm going to be taking off for New York right after this radio broadcast. So I want to give you a little treat. Let's play the Barry Jennings teaser from Fabled Enemies, and then we'll come back after that.
When the Office of Emergency Management did an activation, they always included our locale. I received the call shortly after the first plane hit. I got there, I had to be inside on the 23rd floor when the second plane hit. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on the desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And only me, Mr. Hess, was up there. After I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away.
Both would go on network television on 9/11 and make the claim they experienced explosions inside the building as they tried to evacuate.
Give you a live picture down Church Street. Fire crews now walking back toward the scene. We have seen them all morning trying to walk away, because what happens is every time a little piece of the building comes down, a huge black cloud comes at us, making it almost impossible to breathe or see anything in front of them. But now, at least for the past couple of minutes, it has been clear from this space back on Chambers in that area. So now they're walking back toward the World Trade Center. And as we keep letting you hear the personal stories, the survivor stories of exactly what happened inside the World Trade Center when that first plane went in, and of course the collapses since then, we're going to bring more of those to you now. Barry Jennings, you're on the 8th floor. You work for the City Housing Department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the Corporation Counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here. I took a fire extinguisher, and I bust the window out. That's when this gentleman here heard my cries for help. This gentleman right here. And he said, kept saying, stand by. Somebody's coming to get you. They couldn't get to us for an hour because they couldn't find us.
You thought that was it?
I thought we're dead. I thought that was it.
All right, folks. There it is. Dropping August 31st, and that was just a little teaser. We got the Biden teaser out, and I just put out the COG teaser and the COG trailer. There's going to be stories about those up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo will be writing reviews for that this week, and you'll see those on Friday, so you can get their take on the film and whether or not they enjoyed it and what content they feel is important in it. But, you know, again, I'm very proud of this movie. I've gotten nothing but good feedback from the people that I've actually let watch it, which is few and far between, of course. But, you know, I had Dylan view it and tell me what he thought. He was rather impressed with the James Woods information and some of the COG stuff. Really liked the Mike Rivero interview. But I'm breaking new ground with this. So once again, Fabled Enemies, August 31st. DVD on September 1st. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 60 cents a day. Come on, give me a break. Infowars.com, Alex Jones, after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.